Well, it's the heart of summer now, and it's time for a quick summer challenge update for Compassion Radio. First of all, thanks to all of you who have accepted our challenge to join our Vision Team for the first time. We're making progress on our goal of at least 200 new Vision Team partners. Compassion Radio giving partners make it possible for us to also have special ministry projects, like Bibles for China, Door of Hope in South Africa, or the Treasure Audio Bible Project, which places audio Bibles in some of the most remote places around the world. These powerful partnerships and projects happen because you make Compassion Radio possible, and we're here to tell you all about it. If you haven't before, please consider joining our Vision Team to support one of the most unique media missions in the world today. Just choose an amount that suits your faith and God's provision. Frank will tell you how to do that later in the program. God bless you, friends. And now, to today's story.
Last time on Compassion Radio.
That's what humbles me the most, I think, in this world, is sitting at the feet of people who have said yes to Him, knowing it could cost them their lives. Knowing it will probably cost them their job, or their citizenship, or their freedom, or their family. All those things are likely to be stripped away, but for the surpassing richness of Christ, nobody would go there. That's the kind of compassion that Compassion Radio has stood for, and that we are going to stand for until God takes the breath out of our lungs. This is what we do, reminding ourselves that this is alive and well today.
Welcome back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to stay with us as Bram and his wife Sandy continue with their study entitled Chasing the Word Together.
What's the rest of the chapter got for us, honey?
Here's the letter that the men were sent to Antioch to deliver. The Brotherhood, including the apostles and elders in Jerusalem, send greetings to the outsider believers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. We have heard that certain people from among us, without authorization from us, have said things that in turn upset you and unsettle your minds. We have decided unanimously to choose and send two representatives along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who, as you know, have risked their lives for our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. These representatives, Judas and Silas, will confirm verbally what you will read in this letter. It has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to keep you free from all burdens except these four. Abstain from anything sacrificed to idols, from blood, from food killed by strangling, and from sexual immorality. Avoid these things and you will be just fine. Farewell.
You'll be just fine.
That's a good lesson for us today.
Exactly. Where are the idols being worshipped now, and where do people get drawn to depravity? Every generation has to discern these things. What things are obviously being set up to oppose God? Now, people have gone very political on this and have focused on the legalizing or the criminalization of certain kinds of behaviors and made that the line in the sand for what morality means. I think the law of Christ that he's expressing here is much, much more organic and fluid. And it's dealing with real people, regardless of what the law may do. Mm-hmm. You as a people need to show your love for Christ by abstaining from things that you were perfectly free to go do anywhere you wanted in this empire, because it was a very, we might call it a Las Vegas-style society back then. Anything goes. Mm-hmm. You know, don't ask, don't tell. That's the way that the Roman Empire was behaving. Don't call what I'm doing bad, and don't bring any condemnation down on me. We'll be just fine. We can get along. But we do know that even if you don't try to bring it to their attention, if you live a different life, it draws attention. Mm-hmm. And so they know full well that if you're going to choose to step back and away from those raucous parties and from the drunkenness and from the strange rituals that happen in the temples or on feast days where people just go out in the streets and have parades, and you say, no, I can't do that. My Lord deserves better. This is not about legalism. This is not about showing how pure you are. This is simply about saying, I don't want to corrupt myself with things that God says is distasteful to him. Mm-hmm. This is not, you know, rocket surgery here. This is simply looking at the situation saying, there are things that can and should honor God in every situation. And these are the things that the church at large around the world as we know it should pay attention to. There will always be things in society, no matter where you are born and raised, that will hearken unto these four things that he talked about. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be abuse. there's always going to be dissipation and throwing yourself away through drugs or alcohol or other kinds of self-debasing behavior. There's always going to be those things that are available to us in societies. There's always going to be a way to accidentally give glory to some other god. Pay attention, they're saying. These things have a consequence on your soul and to society around you. If they see a watered-down gospel that is not so powerfully pure, then you're going nowhere fast. And these people want it to go many places fast as possible. They want the gospel to advance as far as it can go. And probably not even just the kingdom that they lived in, not the empire. They wanted to go to the very ends of the world because Jesus said they would.
Mm-hmm.
How they would get there, they didn't know yet. But they knew that God said it, so therefore it must be possible.
Well, I think this is a cautionary tale for us as well. Like you said, there is so much in the world that steals our focus and steals our worship of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because we are inundated with images constantly. We all have smartphones, you know, we all have computers, we all have tablets, all these things that steal our attention and steal our focus on the truth and focus on who Jesus is. I'm not suggesting that you completely give those things up. We enjoy them. We enjoy being on social media with our friends and the things that we know and learn there. What I'm suggesting is consider what Jesus would want you to know about using those things in a way that honors him.
We're sitting here talking to you through a technology.
Social media.
And it was the first of social medias that existed in our country because it was radio, even before television. You know, it was social.
And now through podcasts.
Yep. All of these things are tools that are unique to each generation. Mm-hmm. And who knows what our kids and grandkids will be using to convey truth to each other or encouraging each other to stay away from falsehood. I don't know what's coming up next. Next Tuesday could be totally different from all we know.
True.
But we're trying to make good use of the tools that God has given us in the time that we have.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Coming up next, more with Bram and Sandy Floria as they chase the word together here on Compassion Radio.
This is Cher Nelson. This 75th year of broadcasting is very important and emotional for us. Important because God is opening new opportunities in new places for us to be able to share the compassion of Christ to the persecuted but triumphant church around the world, and to take God's word to people who have never heard or read. And emotional because we are challenged to preserve the amazing legacy of the ministry first Wilbur Nelson and then Norm left with us. Norm left us much sooner and more suddenly than any of us anticipated, and we have earnestly endeavored to continue the path that was laid down before us. But we're facing a difficult financial season, and we don't have the warm and trustworthy voice of Norm to tell you how much we need your support. But Wilbur always said, in times of financial need, ask the Lord and tell the people. And so that's what we're doing, asking the Lord to touch hearts and telling you, we need your partnership, not just your money, but your prayer-covered partnership giving, especially if you can join our vision team with a monthly pledge. But if you believe in our working together, we need your support however and whenever you can, and especially this month. Please, dear friends, will you help us?
To support Compassion Radio, call 800-868-2478 or go to CompassionRadio.com. Or you can write P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And last but not least, you can text the word COMPASSION to 53445. And thank you so very much.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Burn for the lost. If we really love him and seek his return, our hearts will burn.
we're sitting here talking to you through a technology.
Social media.
And it was the first of social medias that existed in our country because it was radio. Even before television, you know, it was social.
And now through podcasts.
Yep. All of these things are tools that are unique to each generation. Mm-hmm. And who knows what our kids and grandkids will be using to convey truth to each other or encouraging each other to stay away from falsehood. I don't know what's coming up next. Next Tuesday could be totally different from all we know.
True.
But we're trying to make good use of the tools that God has given us in the time that we have. And in some ways, radio almost seems ancient to our mm-hmm. generation. We hear about how our parents and grandparents enjoyed sitting around the radio together, listening to old-time shows or mm-hmm. or gospel things or concerts. Or
some of you have even mentioned listening to Morning Chapel Hour years ago when you
indeed,
were young.
Indeed. There are people listening to this program today that I know enjoyed and treasured sitting under the teaching of Wilbur Nelson and then Norm for the past 50 or 60, maybe even 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
We sit in this chair now by God's grace and by their great
right.
faith in us that we would continue the same spirit that formed Morning Chapel Hour in the early years. We need to be having chapel every day, spending some quality time with Jesus and saying, you come first. And that's why we've made Mondays our day for that. Let us give you cautionary tales throughout the week. Because we need to remind ourselves, and you as our listeners and partners, that there are real spiritual battles out there and real needs that need to be met,
mm-hmm.
and real partners doing the work that we need to be supporting. We need your support, and we thank you for your willingness to spend time with us and to spend your prayer and investment of your spiritual capital on our behalf as well. It is having eternal significance, I think, in things that are going on around the world. We love hearing from you to know how God is writing this gospel on your heart where you live, because most of these stories that are important to us are not even just the end-of-the-road stories in the Himalayas or in the deserts of Africa. The ones I treasure the most are the people like you listening right now that said, I never thought about that before.
Mm-hmm.
I never realized that God could use me in this way, but mm-hmm. I get it today.
Mm-hmm.
So friends, I would ask again, simply and humbly, don't hold back from sharing with us.
Please.
The greatest reward I think I get from all of this is being able to hear from you and know what God's doing in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that there are people out there that are being positively encouraged and affected for his kingdom work right where they live. So do that, friends. Don't hesitate. And Frank will tell you a little later in the program where you can send your letters and notes to by email and by old-fashioned postal letters, that old technology.
We love that, though.
We love it all. So don't hesitate in sharing with us, because we know in reading this chapter how much it meant to the church. In fact, it rectified a massive rift in the church at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Were the outsiders really going to allow to be the insiders without having to play like they were insiders all along? Were they going to have to be playing church, or were they going to be able to learn to live the power of a living Christ? And that's what we learn in this chapter.
Well, let's wrap up chapter 15. So the men were sent to Antioch, and when they arrived, they gathered the community together and read the letter. The community rejoiced at the resolution to the controversy. Judas and Silas, being prophets themselves, offered lengthy encouragements to strengthen the believers. After some time there, their mission was complete. So the leaders in Antioch released Judas and Silas to return to Jerusalem with a blessing of peace. But after some thought, Silas decided to remain behind. Paul and Barnabas stayed in Antioch, where they teamed with many others to teach and preach the message of the Lord. Some days later, Paul proposed another journey to Barnabas. Let's return and visit the believers in each city where we preached the Lord's message last time to see how they're doing. Barnabas agreed and wanted to bring John Mark along. So we remember that John Mark had been with them in the past and then left them. He don't know why.
Right. He was a special disciple and son, perhaps, of Paul. They had a close relationship. We know he had a relationship with Barnabas, probably, and was related in with the family, but Paul really took him under his wing. But something happened that mm-hmm. kind of broke the fellowship for a while, and John Mark, either because of his youth or because of some other reason, decided it was time to go home, mm-hmm. enough of this, and he had taken off. And Paul took that very personally. We've seen that happen in ministry in many places around the world, too. People get hurt.
Yeah. So Paul felt that it was a mistake, since John Mark had abandoned them in Pamphylia and hadn't finished the previous mission. Their difference of opinion was so heated that they decided not to work together anymore. Barnabas took John Mark and sailed to Cyprus, while Paul chose Silas as his companion. The believers in Antioch commissioned him for this work, entrusting him to the grace of the Lord. They traveled through Syria and Cilicia to strengthen the churches there. This is really sad passage to me because we've seen Paul and Barnabas do such amazing work together for the kingdom. And they've traveled literally all over the known world at that time to bring the gospel.
They have seen everything
together. And there was this rift between them. And it's just so sad to me because we've all experienced that at some point in our lives, I believe, where you have a dear person in your life that you've done life with, that you've enjoyed their company, that you've just loved each other deeply, and maybe you've done ministry with them at some point, and then there's something happens that just breaks that fellowship, and it's so gut-wrenching to me to read that because it brings up things in my life. I'm like, oh, wow, that was so painful when that happened. Yeah. And you know, I'm grateful. I can say that even in some situations that we've been in like that, that God has been able to restore and heal and renew those relationships. And maybe they're not the same and as deep as they were in the past, but there is a tenderness there that is renewed for the person that you know, were in conflict with.
In this story, I see two things happening that are subtle, but I think were God anointed. First of all, Silas decided to stay back. Mm-hmm. He was being deeply prompted by the Holy Spirit, even though they were expecting him back in Jerusalem.
Right.
Something moved in his heart so strongly that for some reason, I must stay. That comes before this argument Paul and Barnabas. Mm-hmm. If Silas had not been there, what would Paul have done? Where would he have gone? Mm-hmm. We don't know. But I know and believe that Jesus knew what was coming. And for his purposes and for his glory, he intended for there to be two teams ready to go. Mm-hmm. So this reminds me of a couple of things. One, ministry is not always easy.
And it's not always pretty.
Nope. And it's not always fun. Sometimes people get to be pretty ugly along the way. And because they fall into some kind of personal sin of pride that causes them to go a certain way, or they just can't see eye to eye and both people are right, but they're unwilling to be together. Mm-hmm. People are like that, and God knows this. The second thing is that God has a plan. Mm. He knows where he wants to take his gospel. He has made provision. And sometimes God allows, or I would say might even cause, things to break.
Mm. That's a tough one.
Yeah. There are some times I really believe that God, for his purposes, for his name's sake, he is willing to break people down and break apart relationships that, even though they're good, stand in the way of his intentions and his will. Mm. And there's so many times, I think, where I have the best of intentions. I have the purest of motives, and yet there seems to be a frustrating barrier in every direction I look. Mm. There's sometimes like that with Compassion Radio, where we know we've got to take certain steps to bring this ministry to the next generation, to do the things or go the places or be partners with people that you know in your heart of hearts will be the thing that advances and matures this ministry. And yet there seems to be obstacles. Mm-hmm. And you don't know why. And I have to remind myself that even for people as honored in the Word of God as Paul and Silas and Barnabas and even John Mark, who grew up to be a great leader in his own right, mm-hmm. some things are just not explainable. God seems to be thwarting your plans and not helping you.
Yeah.
And still we're left with that wreckage saying, I feel like I'm sitting on broken pottery here. Where was God in all of this? Friends, if you've been experiencing that or have experienced in the past, mm-hmm. if you have a story to tell us about how God's brought you through or even how he seemed to have left you on the pile, tell us.
Yeah.
We would appreciate knowing your story. If nothing else but to pray for you and pray over you when we receive your letters, we'll do it. Perhaps we'll have a chance to actually meet personally or talk. That would be wonderful too. I just want to remind you that if it can happen to Paul and Silas and Barnabas and John Mark, it can happen to us. And it's not because God is angry with us or doesn't love us. Sometimes we have to go through a breaking.
Or because God is unaware of our situation.
He is never unaware. Mm-hmm. And that's how we wrap up chapter 15. Struggles come, they're settled, great victories and great joy, and then great breaking and great rifts happen, even amongst the best of us. All of that's happening all at the same time, right in the very heart of Acts.
And going on from here, we have some more of the most amazing stories of God's great plan
And we'll jump into more of that adventure on the next Chasing the Word series. Thanks so much for joining us. Sandy, since we've got a little bit of time left on this program, do you mind praying about the breaking or the brokenness of things that seem to be so out of character for God's plan for us, that seem to steal our joy, but are still the tools that God seems to use to bring us back to a place where real joy could take root? I know it seems like a paradox, but we need to pray about that and remind ourselves in prayer that God is in this.
Father, we are not without hope because of you. But there are days that it seems that hope is lost and relationships are shattered and we don't understand why. And Lord, I pray for those who are listening today that may be experiencing relationships that are broken, that are being torn apart right now. Father, I pray that first of all, that those experiencing those things would be aware of your presence and would know your peace and your comfort in those things. God, I just ask for great miracles, great surprises from you in those situations where your kingdom is furthered, your kingdom is glorified. And Father, I just pray that as you speak to us, as you speak through us here at Compassion Radio, that we would be aware that our words must come from you. They must resonate with your scripture. And they must give you glory. So, Father, we just ask that you be present here, that you remind us of your presence, that you remind us of your great love for us and your great plan for us, even in the darkest of times, even in the most frightening times for some of us, that your strong presence would be known and that we could run to you, the strong tower of safety, and know that we are well loved and well cared for. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Friends, may you be surprised by joy this week. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to the next Compassion Radio.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. If you missed anything today, well, you can listen again anytime. Just open up your browser on your computer or smartphone or even your tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. You know, when you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And now second, would you please share this broadcast with a friend or a loved one? This is going to help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And really, that's all of us, you and I. Finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. You can give a one-time gift, a semi-regular gift, or you can become a Compassion Radio Vision Team member. And that means a regular monthly gift for the amount of your choosing. You know, this ministry is 100% listener-supported, and that means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen, spend a little time with us. Be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.